Good morning. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie here on 2SER 107.3. It's 19 minutes to 8 a.m. Hope you're having a good Sunday morning so far. Marlene, one of our wonderful producers in the studio, because we're going to take a look at Swimming Upstream, one of our great segments here on a Sunday morning where we explore some of the most bingeable content around and about some of the hidden gems in our streaming services. Marlene, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
What have you got for us this week?
So actually, I've got a podcast from 2SER.
Oh my word, here we go. All right.
This is one of the podcasts that we have at 2SER is called City Road Podcaster, and it's produced by Dallas Rogers. Really great. It's all about architecture, design within the city, especially urban planning. And one of their recent episodes was on gender and cities. And they interviewed Nicole Carms, Dr. Nicole Carms, and we're talking about the way we design cities in terms of gender.
Okay.
So it's kind of looking at this idea of, you know, if all we have is, you know, men designing cities and they're missing out on some of the experiences that women are having that we need to kind of design into the city.
Absolutely.
So we kind of need to relook at the way our city is designed, especially in terms of sexual harassment.
So this is on the kind of wherever you get your podcast platforming.
Yeah. Like you can listen to it on SoundCloud. You can listen to it, I'm pretty sure, on 2SER website. I'm hoping that's true. But it is a great episode.
Very cool. I want to talk about something really different this morning.
Okay.
Really quickly, really different. This one, it's on YouTube, and it's a weird little YouTube series that's kind of out there. I find like you can get some really strange YouTube videos around and about. So this is done by a channel called Cut, which have like 7.9 million subscribers, which is ridiculous. And they do this thing called Truth or Drink, where they sit down a bunch of people, a bunch of couples, to ask really, really uncomfortable questions of each other in like awkward situations. So like couples or my mum and my girlfriend meet for the first time and play Truth or Drink, or parents and their adopted kids, or kids and their terminally ill parents was a really good one.
Right.
And it's just this insanely funny little insight. It's funny and it's heartwarming and it's moving and it's sad, but it's mostly funny.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my little one.
It sounds a bit like the ABC series You Can't Ask That.
Exactly, but with alcohol.
Of course.
And they're forced to ask these kind of like really awkward questions of me and my ex, and it's really interesting.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I really actually quite like this type of show.
Peek behind the curtain.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And there's so many videos, because they do kind of like compilation videos with a bunch of different couples, and then they do individual videos for each couple. It's very bingeable.
It's cool to like address these taboo issues, or like really important issues that we kind of sweep under the carpet.
Or just face the uncomfortable questions no one wants to ask. I like it. So yeah,
it's good.
Stepkids and stepparents was a really, really good one.
What kind of questions got asked? I put you on the spot now.
Things like, so the terminally ill one was really sad, and there were questions like, you know, are you ready to die? Which was like a big question. But there were also funny questions like, what's the most insane thing you've done in your life? How many, what sort of drugs did you do in your youth?
Yeah.
And like the ex-partner ones, like, why did we break up? Or was I the best lover you ever had? And things like that. Very good. Anyway, there are two picks for this week. We're going to quickly jump back into another track, because I have so many tracks to play before we jump to the news. Marlene, thanks for joining us this morning.
So much.